Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Ferry. I'm here with my dad, Senior Executive Vice Chairman Tom Matthews, and he almost needs no introduction, but Tom is one of the original co-founders of three of the platforms available to all of us right now. It's great to have you here with us on this podcast today.
Well, thank you. It's glad to be here.
So I want to ask you questions that I think everyone would really like to know the answer to. So I want to start out by asking you, how long have you been in this industry?
Well, you know, in some ways it feels like it's only been a short time because I still feel like every day I learn so much. But it's been 35 years. That's a long time.
It's a long time.
To be in one business. And most importantly, I'd like to say to be in one business model. I've been in this exact model that whole time. And though it's changed a few times over the 3.5 decades, each time it's changed, it's grown and improved. And so, you know, I started in 1982, and I was a student of each part of this business. And luckily for me at that time, nobody really knew anything, so I could learn it all from fresh and from scratch. And so I did. And of course, nowadays, I'm part of a team that's driving the change that I think is going to lead our industry into the future. And that means that we've combined high touch and high tech to make us successful in these new times. Stuff that wasn't available 35 years ago and 25 years ago and 15 years ago is now available to business leaders, especially those who become entrepreneurs. And that really has changed everything.
Well, we couldn't agree more. The way that everything is changing is awesome, and it really brings a lot of opportunity. So with all of what you just said, you basically, your main thing that you started to say was that you have a ton of experience, 35 years of experience. So what do you think the biggest advantage is that experience really brings to the table?
Well, I think experience makes you wise. It gives you wisdom, you know, and that gives you a perspective on things you wouldn't have without it. And so after seeing all that I've seen, all that our senior leaders have seen, we've all grown to be able to lead our teams and keep one eye on the lessons of the past and keep your other eye on the promise of the future. And what a difference that makes when you can have that sort of a split view of things, where there's a perspective you get from having all this experience and all this wisdom, but there's this vision that you have of where it could be and what it might look like. And I wouldn't want to tempt all we're trying to do right now without having had a front row seat for each of those eras and be able to watch what those leaders did, how they did the things that they did for that time. You know, and we had a company back in the 80s that had a private television network that was way ahead of its time. We had a company in the 90s that had people that had computers and laptops and presentations and software way ahead of its time. And so some of this feels like it's technology-based, but that's because when technology evolves and it improves, it affects every part of business, and mm-hmm. especially entrepreneurial business. And so I think that's what experience brings, that you recognize things that can help make your business better, whereas without the experience and without that wisdom, you might not recognize so easily that it could be part of the success you're looking for.
Right. So... really, being one of the founders of the company, you know, I guess if we imagine it, we see you all sitting around a table and discussing what your vision of the future is and really where you see the company heading and what direction it's heading. So can you share with us what is that founder's vision that you all originally came up with and why is it so necessary?
Well, when you help start something, I think that, you know, obviously you're there at the beginning, but you see things happen that only happen once.
Right.
In the very beginning of something. So you see a vision, like you said, of sitting around a table, you see that become reality. And so we go from dreaming to doing. You see dreams come true for people. I mean, it's perspective that I think is required to keep in mind to lead anything into the future if you know where you came from. You know, so I was there at conception. I was there at birth. I was there as this was an infant. I was there as this was a child.
Right.
All the way to becoming the successful machine that we have now leading our industry. And I don't think there's any replacement for that industry. But I also think that people that are founders of something, they say it different than people that come along later.
That's true.
Especially much later. Somebody's only been here for 4, 5, 6, 8 years. They have no idea what we were doing back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And by you having it, it's not that you got to tell stories of what you did back in the day, but it's always a perspective. And you have, like for instance, I have such an appreciation for this business today and how much easier it is because of technology and because of the way we've all evolved than what in the heck we used to try and do 30 years ago and 20 years ago. I mean, gosh, it's just a whole different world.
Right.
And it has been for us too.
Right. Without email. That's the number one thing I cannot imagine, not having email.
Or texting or direct deposit. I mean, there's like a long list of...
Yeah, yeah.
We used to have to wait for checks to come in the mail, and then you go deposit them, and then you had to wait 3 or 4 or 5 days for the check to clear, and it took 2 or 3 weeks to get the check, and then they'll look for it to clear, so you were a month away from access to cash flow. And just that one example, today... You do a sale on Monday, and by Saturday, the your comp's in your bank account.
Yeah, it's
amazing.
It's amazing.
And you have access to it.
Well, like I've never not been able to manage my bank account online. You know,
right.
Go see my statements.
Yeah.
So it's crazy how different the world is, but really for the better.
Yeah, way better.
It's awesome.
I wouldn't want to go back.
No, and you know, we talk a lot about the future and how that's going to be better and different. So why is now really different than other times in terms of what you see possible?
Well, I think success is easier now than it's ever been. Success is not easy, but it's a lot easier because of a lot of things we just mentioned. You know, the move to us being paperless. Like I just said, having direct deposit. Having things be web-based where you can access it from any device or any computer, anywhere, anytime.
Right.
Having all the stuff that we now have through computers and eventually mobile devices that just let you just run your business. I mean... I could see now where I'm using my computer less and less and using my cell phone more and more. But 5 years ago, I never could have imagined doing that. I thought, whoa, I'm not going to use my phone like that. But now you can, and it's so easy, and it's just always with you. You know, a phone has become a person. It used to be a place.
Right.
Like, try me at home, try me at the office. Now a phone is a person. Call Arn.
Right.
Well, I call the one that's in your hand. And there's a pretty good chance of you answering that. I don't have to guess where you are.
Right.
How dumb was it for us to be... My whole life I spent guessing where somebody was so I could call them there.
Right, right.
So that's changed everything. And our leaders have what I'm going to call a virtual business card.
Uh-huh.
That's their website.
Yes.
And it's got their picture on it and their bio on it. And it's got the videos that we have all about our business. So a prospect can watch a video and learn about our business or learn about our concepts.
Right.
And everything used to be manual, paper-based, regular mail, hurry up and wait for my whole career. And all of a sudden now we have choices, you know, that I think make all the difference in the world, especially if you're brand new to our business. If you're brand new to our business, then instead of looking like a rookie, you can look like a professional with lots of experience from day one because of how these presentations and these concepts make you look with our whole WealthWave system. So it's just very exciting to have all this.
Yeah, and that actually makes me think of an article I was reading the other day about where the business cards are going and what direction those are going in. And it was saying that now people are going to start just having two things on their business card, their name and their website. Why? Because their website now holds everything. It holds their phone number, their email address, their location, every piece of information you could ever need. And really, it gives people power. Because when you say, oh, you can find everything you need on my website, when you know that they're going to go to that destination, you can control their experience there.
Yes.
And what they see and where they go next. So that's really, really cool.
And you know, I think in prior worlds, you left all that to chance.
Yes.
You used to be, you just gave someone a business card and had your number on it. And so it left it to them to contact you. And
yes.
But now with these websites, you control, rather than somebody just Googling and seeing what comes up, they can go to your site and it's exactly the message you want them to see in the exact order.
Yes.
And if it's got videos in it, that's your choice, and it does. And so it's really powerful.
So with all this exciting stuff going on, what do you really see happening over, you know, let's say the next 3 to 5 years, and then maybe let's say the next 10 years?
Well, you know, part of a leader's responsibility is to look out into the future and try and translate what you see. Sometimes we run ahead and peek around the corner and come back and tell our team what we see. And but I see a future that's almost like an episode of Star Trek. You know, our life kind of is today. All the things that we watched in Star Trek back in the day, we now have the ability to do, including having a little communicator in your hand. And I think technology, as it evolves, I think communication, as it evolves, businesses and consumers, as they evolve, all make being an entrepreneur, owning your time, owning your future, the best choice that you can make to give you a shot at the American dream. Everybody wants to live the American dream.
Right.
And that's not a thing that has anything to do with politics or who's president. It has to do with what opportunity you afford yourself in business. And so you're always going to have to talk to people live. You're always going to have to meet with people live. Mm-hmm. But getting there can involve tools and involve technology that helps you to do this. And it's like the great assist. Our code name for WealthWave was Scottie Pippen, because he was the great guy who gave all the alley-oops to Michael Jordan. So Michael Jordan can't throw an alley-oop to himself.
Right.
He's got to have Scottie Pippen to throw it up there just right.
Right.
And that's what this does for us. This is our great assist tool. It gives you the perfect positioning for you to make a layup, for you to make a dunk, or whatever how you want to use a sports analogy. But that's what it does.
That's awesome, and it's probably very comforting for everyone to know that there are leaders that see those kind of things ahead and can help you plan for those things.
Well, and Lauren, I think when you have access to that as a new leader in a company, mm-hmm. that should give you a lot of confidence.
Yes.
That you're not guessing, you're not hoping, that you know somebody who's been ahead of you is not just... I mean, there's nothing worse than having a leader tell you what we did 35 years ago or 30 years ago.
Right.
That's so it just means nothing now.
Right.
You know, it's just it means nothing.
Right.
Because the world's changed. I just read the other day that DirecTV is going to go from having their satellite dishes on people's roofs, uh-huh. which 15 or 20 years ago was innovation.
Yeah.
Now they've switched over. AT&T bought them.
Uh-huh.
And now they're going to make available, through streaming devices, whether it's an Apple TV or Roku or whatever, even web-based,
uh-huh.
where you can watch all 100 TV stations for $30 a month.
Wow. Well,
that's innovation. That's going to really put them in another place.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to put a hurting on cable TV.
Oh, yeah.
So you start thinking through those. What's our way of doing that in our business? That's what makes me, you know, that's what gets me going.
Right.
Is I want to make sure that when it comes our time to do something like that we can do that, that we're thinking that way, and we're seeing things that way, and we're learning lessons from a DirecTV or an Apple or a Netflix.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to do.
You're basically using your experience to make better decisions in the future.
Yes. And because we're entrepreneur-based, and we can do that. We can see something and then put it in place for our teams. And especially now that we have WealthWave in place.
Right.
You know, a year ago, this was all an idea, a concept we had to sell people on.
Yeah.
Now they're in position, so now we can add things to it, and they're ready. They've already got their website. They've already got their bio and their picture. And we just keep adding things to it, and it just keeps supercharging them.
It's ready to go.
Yeah.
So speaking of WealthWave, let me ask you, why did you originally start WealthWave? And really, what role do you see it playing going forward in the future?
Well, I knew that we needed a name to build our reputation around. That we had to call our team something, and it was going to make people know that was us.
Mm-hmm.
So myself and a few of our senior leaders decided on calling it WealthWave. Now, what actually happened there is how long people live now is the number one difference between now and 30, 35, 40 years ago.
Right.
And so people live a long time, and with how long they live, their top worry, we know it's outliving their money.
Right.
The name fits the job we have ahead. You know, I believe having websites and having videos is required for success, because that's how people want to be communicated with. Yes, there are still many people who still do things the old way, and I know that works all the way until it doesn't.
Right.
And I don't think it's as effective today as it was 5 or 10 years ago. So it's becoming less effective, this idea of having live meetings or having events. You still got to do that, but if that's the only thing you do, and you don't have technology as your friend,
right.
and you haven't adopted some of this, I just don't think you're going to be in the same position that you want to be in. And presentations are better given as videos in 2017. You still have to prospect. You still have to warm people up. You know, of course, you got to follow up and you got to follow through. But the presentation part has so much more credibility and so much more completeness by using technology, by using these videos. And so if you give 3 live 1-hour presentations each day, which I know a lot of our full-time leaders do that.
Right.
Do you realize that's 60 hours a month, 60? And what could you better do with that time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if you took that 60 hours a month and spent it with, you know, it's 15 hours a week. Spent that with somebody who's interested in your business, or start coaching and leading your team better, or finding some more teammates for yourself. Those are the kind of things that technology is supposed to free you up. And I think that with us having this, that's what it does.
Right, right. Which is so helpful and comforting, really.
Yes.
That all of this is in place. And so what are some other platforms that work well with WealthWave and really fit together in playing a role going forward?
Well, I think the way the world has evolved is that rather than having one company try and be everything to everybody, I think you got to have separate platforms. And I think success really demands that.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have a separate platform for each area of your business.
Right.
So when you separate the leadership and marketing from the back office, from the technology angle, from the broker-dealer and RIA, if you're going to be in the securities business,
uh-huh.
I think that makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've done is let each one of those facets of our business, each platform,
right.
do what they do best, do what they're strongest at. That just makes all the sense in the world to me. And so each one plays a critical role, but no one person and no one platform has to be everything to everybody with every detail. And especially if you're going to plan on growing. If you're going to grow exponentially, then you're going to need to have each one of those pieces in place and have them be set up so that they're ready for growth, but only on their part of it. And so I just think that's the perfect way to do it. And as things have evolved, you know, it didn't used to be that way. 30 years ago, you had
right.
one company and that was it. They were everything.
Right.
But now that's how it's evolved. And I think it makes all the difference in the world because we have all that in place.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And speaking of evolving, you know, we've heard you talk a lot before about financial literacy. And so I'm asking you, is the state of financial literacy in this country and other countries as well part of what's all behind this? So it's all behind this vision that you have.
Well, if you would have asked me 6 months ago, how successful have we all been in 35 years? I would have told you pretty successful.
Yeah.
We've helped a lot of families, millions of them. We've done things that I think really make a difference when it comes to people and their money.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, Gallup and S&P do a poll,
mm-hmm.
and we find out that in this worldwide poll on financial literacy, that the U.S. ranks 14th in the world. The greatest country in the world ranks 14th.
Right.
And that women are 10 points behind men. How's that possible? I mean,
it's
I
crazy.
Thought girls were always smarter than boys in school. Right?
Me too.
And so in the greatest, most prosperous, best country in the world, people need to change their financial literacy. They need to learn how this works. And
right.
So I'm committed to spending the rest of my career, mm-hmm. the rest of my life, working mm-hmm. to change that. And one day I see us finishing number one, and then I'll know we did what we came here to do.
Yeah.
And knowing that we played a role in making that possible is pretty exciting. And, of course, I can't do it alone. It's going to take a big team,
yes.
a national, international team to do that. Canada finished a little better than U.S. actually in literacy, but we need to get a lot of leaders in Canada and really every country
yeah.
to really make sure that people have this understanding of how money really works. And when they do, that's a game changer all by itself.
Right, right. And, you know, I mean, we've read lots of articles and studies that say that, you know, me and even my children will probably live to the age of 120.
Right.
And so why does that matter? Well, people used to retire at, you know, purposes of example sake, let's say 60 years old. Well, now you're saying that my lifetime is doubling. So for another 60 years, I'm going to live after I retire,
right.
you know, and I'm 60 years old. That's crazy. And so by helping contribute to the financial literacy of this country, that means that you're making a huge difference in the lives of these people that are living longer.
Well, you have to know how money works. It's more important if you're going to live to be 100 or 110
right.
or 120.
Right.
Because that means that's longer that you would be dumb about it. Longer that somebody would take advantage of you, or you just let yourself be taken advantage of.
Yeah.
So it's really a pretty powerful thing that the sooner we can teach this to somebody, the younger we can teach it to somebody. As
yeah.
you know, you learned about this stuff when you were a little kid.
Right.
You knew about the Rule of 72 when you were in grade school.
Oh, yeah.
So you got a whole different outlook on things. And
yeah.
I believe it's one of the reasons you're in some of the positions that you've put yourself in.
Oh,
you're,
completely,
you're
yeah.
You're already a homeowner. You're already, you know, you got everything in place.
Yeah.
And actually well on your way to go from financial stability to financial independence
mm-hmm.
as you're building our business, but because of all the smart things you've done, because you were literate about money.
Right, and knew how to make decisions.
Yes.
And that is so powerful, and it really sets you apart from your peers.
Yes.
Well, so why do you believe that things aren't already in motion to really correct this in a big way if it's such a big issue and there's, you know, such big stakes? You know, why do you think that things aren't already in place to correct this issue?
Well, I think status quo is a force more powerful than gravity. And I think financial literacy is still not taught in schools. It's not easily or readily available to most people.
Right.
And so they gain experience the hard way. You know, they make mistakes they wouldn't normally make if they knew better. And if they understood how money really works, that would make all the difference in the world. And mm-hmm. so I think that's where we come in. You know, what an opportunity to not just make money, but to make a real difference in people's lives. And if I have anything to do with it, I think we all have a chance to make history together. I think we could become known as the company that changed financial literacy, starting with North America and eventually all around the world, that it could be ridiculous in the future for people to think they don't know how money works.
Right.
And that could be something that starts being taught when you're young. And by the time you get to a part where you're trying to live your own life, it's obvious what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And companies assume you know how money works, and they treat you accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Today, a lot of the big companies out there, especially financial companies, assume you don't know how money works and don't know the difference,
mm-hmm.
and that builds them a bigger building.
It does.
Yes.
It does. It does. Well, so talk about a little bit about how money works. We've heard you mention this concept many times before, and I think people are interested to know really what role how money works plays in all of this.
Well, we're going to become a how money works company. You know, I think those three words tell somebody what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unlike any other three words I can think of, you know exactly when somebody says how money works, you know what that is.
Right.
And so we're going to announce the How Money Works Challenge. What that's going to be is you're going to have a web-based quiz
mm-hmm.
that's going to instantly let somebody know how literate they are when it comes to money. Well, you know how powerful that is? That
yeah.
just in a few minutes you could figure that out. And to get us to that point, we have a two-minute video called Change Your Literacy, Change Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
Each of our leaders is going to have a howmoneyworks.com website to go with their WealthWave website. And each of our leaders are going to be able to send prospects to that site that's going to begin this process. They can take the challenge. They can learn about it. They're going to be able to watch videos about the concepts, start improving themselves. They'll be able to start getting in contact with the person that sent them there.
Right.
And move themselves forward. And once again, I think we're going to be able to measure activity that's going to lead to results. So you can see how many people you're inviting or how many people are going there. And
right.
we'll be able to constantly course correct that and make that one of the most powerful things. When it comes to literacy and improving literacy through education, who doesn't want to improve their financial literacy? I think everybody does.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be taken advantage of. Everybody wants to feel like they're smart in that area.
Oh, yeah.
And just about everybody feels like they've got more to learn in that area. And so what a great way to, in a non-sales way, to be able to approach somebody about something. And with us having How Money Works trademarked and having the howmoneyworks.com website, I think we position ourselves to take something that we've been talking about for 3 or 4 decades and make it uniquely ours.
Right.
Very
right.
powerful.
And there's very few things in the world that universally people have an interest in.
Yes.
And this is one of those very few things. So, you know, you talked a little bit about personal websites. How important do you think that it is to have a personal website and really drive prospects to it to grow your business, specifically in 2017?
Well, I don't think you can go any longer without it.
Right.
I mean, so many of us build our business at a different time without all this technology and without all this in place. And so we went decades without all that. And we became wildly successful. But as you go forward,
mm-hmm.
times are different. You know, we've got a thing called WealthWave 360 that you had a great hand in helping us create. And with that, it makes it so easy, you know, with mobile devices being in everybody's hand. I know every time I see you, you got that sucker right in your hand. It's just about everybody's that way. If you walk through an airport and you look, nobody's talking to each other. They all got a phone in their hand. They're clicking through something. And
yeah.
And so over half the videos watched and half the internet usage is on mobile devices now for, I think, that very reason.
Yeah.
And so the world has changed. The question is, has your business changed to keep up with your prospects' expectations and how they want to be communicated with? And I think WealthWave and WealthWave 360 makes all that possible. And so you just don't have a choice. You've got to put yourself in that position.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel very fortunate to be part of the team that created it, to give our team that advantage where you can have that technology. And I think it's important to know that there's kind of two sides to this. One is using the technology to build your business with prospects, to build your team, and to build your client base. But the second part of it is showing people that we have it, that you want to introduce to our business.
Yeah.
So they know that we've got high tech in addition to high touch, and that that's in place, and that they can use that to build their business. And especially if they have any industry experience, they're going to know that we've got something that they don't have that they really need to have to go into the future.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's a big deal.
Well, and from a millennial perspective, we always think that if you don't exist online, if you don't have your own personal spot online, we almost think you're not real. Like you're not legitimate.
Right.
And
right.
That's important to know that, you know, something so simple that has already been created for you can be something that legitimizes you for really the future people who will be your clients.
And you control the point of contact there. So they see you in the light you want to be seen in, whether it's your picture, mm-hmm. your bio, the look and feel of it. I just think we've taken all of our experience and over all these years
mm-hmm.
and the thing of the future and put all that in place at one time so you can have that.
Yeah, a big, powerful tool. So, you know, earlier you talked a little bit about how the presentation aspect of technology really ends up freeing each leader up to put that time into things that videos can't do. So can you expand upon that a little?
Well, all you have to do is think about how busy you are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want someone trying to sell you something in your home for hours, nobody wants that anymore. But 30 years ago, it wasn't unusual at all to take a night and have somebody come by your house and explain to you whatever it is they want to talk to you about. And my view of it is that once you decide you want something, no problem. Come on by and let's get that put in place. But how do you get there? Well, how you get there these days is you got to use videos. That's what people want.
Yeah.
They don't want some long one. They want a short one.
Right.
And so we spent most of our time in the past giving live presentations to people who may or may not have been interested in what we're doing. But now, we only spend our valuable time with people that are interested. And I think that's better for everyone. We don't waste anybody's time. And like I said, I don't think anybody really wants people come by their home unannounced or without an interest level that's been measured already.
Right.
You know, and the first thing you're thinking is, what do you want? What are you trying to sell me?
Right.
And that's not what I want people thinking when I sit down with them.
Right.
And the same thing when they're invited to your office for a BPM. That's the most uncomfortable thing I can imagine. Somebody's sitting down and going, I wonder what the heck's going on here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you're personally there to give the presentation, that's great. But what if you're out of town?
Right.
Or on vacation or went to Hawaii or went to Europe. And now who's talking? You know, all the best people went to Hawaii. You know, so now you got the B team or the C team or worse than that, maybe the D team.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to take somebody's precious prospects and put them in front of a message like that? Do you want your name list to be put in front of somebody else trying to figure out how to say this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Right.
And so we got a chance to put the best way it's ever been said and the graphics and the almost documentary-like feel to it, where it's not just said well, it's absorbed well. And it's in a position where it can be shared,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you can take it home and show it to your spouse or your partner at night. It's in a position where it can be forwarded. So if you want to get off to a faster start, you can start forwarding these things right away, which people do.
Yeah.
You can't forward a live meeting.
No.
You can't share a live meeting. You can't listen to it again yourself.
Right.
You can't. You got to go home and paraphrase to your spouse or partner what you just saw. And they're going to go, well, you're a loser. You can't do that. Which is what they say. They don't mean to say it. They don't say it that way, but that's what comes out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how you take it. And with this, you can say, here, listen to this.
Right.
And they can put it on and listen to it and go, wow, you think they're actually going to talk to you?
Right.
Right? And then next thing you know, they didn't cancel you out.
Yeah.
And that's
really powerful.
There's so many, we call those scenarios of disaster
mm-hmm.
that happen in live meetings. What if somebody shows up to a live meeting in flip-flops and you're there wearing a suit and you think, what is this, a flip-flop deal? You know, and so you... nobody wants to be part of something that's different than them.
Right.
And you can't control that.
Right.
But with videos, you can, because somebody can be home or on their own time.
Yeah.
As you know, people watching these videos around the clock.
24/7.
So I don't know who watches them at 1 or 2 or 3 in the morning, right. But somebody does.
Right.
And I've never had an event or a meeting at that time. And what we've discovered is that Tuesday night at 7 o'clock uh-huh. is a small fraction of when people watch these videos versus that's the only time we typically give people for a yeah. live meeting.
Yeah.
And I still think live meetings are very powerful and very, very useful.
Right.
But not in that way. Not in the old way we used to do. I think yes. videos do a better job. And so that's what we're encouraging our leaders to do.
I couldn't agree more. And you know, I graduated a couple years ago with a management and marketing degree. And I vividly remember one of the things I learned in one of my professional marketing classes was why videos are so successful. And part of that reason is when someone hits the play button on a video, they are making the choice. It feels like there's a sense of ownership over it because they're the one saying, okay, I'm going to watch this right now and see what it is. As opposed to if you're sitting in the same room selling someone, it's really you making the choice to sell them. They're just choosing to sit there. But
well, the same thing's happened in TV. We used to have TV dictate to us when they were going to have a show on.
Exactly.
It's on Tuesday at 7. Well, if you miss it, you missed it.
Exactly.
And I remember when they first invented the VCR, you know, mm-hmm. and you had a way of recording it, trying to catch it later. That was novel. And nowadays, you know, people have Netflix and Hulu and those kind of things.
Oh, yeah.
And so they want to watch what they want to watch, when they want to watch
oh,
it.
Yeah.
If they want to hit pause now and catch it more of it in an hour, they can do that. And the same thing works with our meetings now, with our presentations, that we can do that. And I think what it does is it makes the live meetings even more impactful. It's not a waste of your time or theirs. They're there because they're interested, and you're there because you want to talk to somebody who's interested.
Right.
Makes all the difference.
And like you say, it's said the exact right way you want it to come across.
Correct.
Every time.
Every time.
Well, so let's talk a little bit about leadership, and I'm a little bit excited to ask you about this because I think there's a lot of great lessons that you can learn about this. So everyone knows the basic story of Blockbuster, where, you know, they basically assume that because Blockbuster was a dinosaur, they were unable to adapt to changing technologies and market dynamics. But really, the truth is very different, and this is what people don't often realize. You know, everyone sees Blockbuster versus Netflix as the big thing, and that Netflix came out better. Well, at one point, Netflix CEO Reed Hastings, he was asking them to acquire his company. He
right.
wanted Blockbuster to acquire them, but ultimately, Blockbuster failed. Not because of not acquiring Netflix, but because they had disastrous CEO changes. And so what once was a successful company, they just totally lost sense of the purpose that once made them great, which caused disaster to follow. So it no longer was the company that, you know, was known for the words, let's make it a Blockbuster night. You know, that still rings in people's heads, but that's gone now. And really the reason is because within a short period of 18 months, Blockbuster lost 85% of its market capitalization. And really, it's a leadership issue. It's that leadership culture really didn't work out because they really lost a sense of what their purpose was, what made them great in the first place. And so can you talk a little bit about what you think this situation is in the financial industry right now? Is this a Blockbuster versus Netflix or maybe let's say a BlackBerry versus Apple moment in the financial industry?
Well, I think it is. You know, I think that what you said was absolutely true about Blockbuster. You know, just about everybody's first experience that I know, maybe people that are over 30,
yeah.
their first time watching a movie outside of a movie theater was watching a videotape and eventually a DVD from Blockbuster
mm-hmm.
that somebody had gone by. And I don't know how many of the of current movies they used to get, but every time I ever went in there, they just had the old ones. But still, it was so cool to bring a movie home.
Yeah.
And they just owned, I don't know what percentage market share they had, but it was very dominant.
Right.
And these different CEOs they brought in kept thinking it was a store that was meant to sell popcorn and other things, but really it was a place to get access to media content like movies and TV shows that people really wanted. And I think the downfall of companies like that is just simply a lack of vision by leadership. As I've said all along, leaders have to keep one eye focused on the future and kind of read the tea leaves and see what you think about where things are headed. And I think that companies like you mentioned, a Blockbuster or companies like BlackBerry
mm-hmm.
that are so dominant, I think they get smug and they just don't want to exert the energy to grow through change because they're not sure what that is. They're sure of the success they're having, but they're not sure of the future. Mm-hmm. And so, as you know, paradigm shifting is never easy. People resist change.
They do.
And if you don't change, you know what happens? You stay the same. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody really wants to stay the same. You know, I want to grow and innovate. I want to lead. And so when you do that, you know, it might not be perfect the whole time. You maybe make some mistakes, but it's in the process of leading, and whoever does that the best is going to move themselves forward. And I believe that's what we're doing with WealthWave. I think WealthWave has positioned us with constant course correction that we get from all these great leaders we have to move ourselves in the future. And I think the financial industry has always been a lagging indicator. You know, it's one of those things that's very slow to change.
Yes.
It's maybe impossible to change. I just think sometimes the cultures in these big companies don't allow it. But I want to be Apple. I want to be Netflix.
Yes.
I want to be looked at like that. I want to be a company leading and driving success in their market. I want to make sure that, you know, here we are with the largest industry in the world. Why can't we be that and be the most innovative?
Yeah.
And lead the change that people are looking for in these new times. You know, this is 2016, 2017. You start looking at how people feel about things, it's different than it was in 2000.
Right.
And so certainly it's different than it was back in the 90s or 80s. And when I think about our team, mm-hmm. do you realize nothing in your life do you do like you did in the 90s or 80s with the exception of this business?
Yeah.
So there's parts of this business you still do like you did 30 years ago and 20 years ago. Well, you might want to think about that.
Yeah.
And maybe consider upgrading what you do like you have every other part of your life. You've got a newer car, you got a newer computer, you got a newer phone, mm-hmm. you got a new everything,
right?
But you got an old business.
Right.
Who wants an old business? Nobody.
Right.
You want the business of the future, not the business of the past.
Right.
That's what we got a chance to do here.
Right. And you know, speaking of Netflix, the perfect example, you know, I've been watching Friends lately on Netflix. I have been amazed how many things are so different than they were back then. The perfect example, I was watching an episode the other day where they got trapped on the roof, and I thought to myself, I would just call or text somebody and tell them, hey, come get, you know, the door locked, and they couldn't get down. They had to go down the fire escape, and it was this whole episode all about because they couldn't call anybody, and that was amazing to me. I mean, I cannot imagine not being able to just say, hey, you locked me out, you know?
Yeah.
And so even small things like that, you're right. Nothing in our life we do the same way. We don't even use whiteout anymore, you know? Like little things like that, that nothing's the same. So if you look up the definition of insanity in the dictionary, it says doing the exact same thing and expecting different results. And so we don't want to be like that. We want to be prosperous and grow and really be different in a good way so that we can grow and come out on top.
Well, and I think with a financial literacy approach, it doesn't feel like sales. It doesn't feel like pressure. It feels like, man, thank you for coming over here. I appreciate you helping me with this.
You care about me.
And once you get an improved literacy,
yeah.
then you're going to say, well, now I want the products to take advantage of that's going to match up with this literacy and my needs.
Right.
Well, gosh, what a great way to do our business. Mm-hmm. And that's who we are. We're in that business.
Yeah.
You know, we're entrepreneurs and we're building a team and all that, but we're actually changing people's lives
right.
through this improved literacy.
That's our why. So let's finish with the traditional limitations WealthWave removes from building this business. So I'll give you a word and you give me the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
Okay, so what about time?
Well, time's something you never get back. You know, once it passes, it's gone forever. And I think that, as I said before, if you take the amount of time that you've spent in your career giving live presentations mm-hmm. and you let a video do that from now on and put all that time back at your disposal, there's just nothing like that. Giving yourself the ability to spend that time in any way you want to. And I think that having time where you can spend time with, because you're in control of that, with your family or with anything that's important to you, you get a chance to do that because of our business, and especially right now.
Okay, so what about geography?
Well, I think that in a live meeting only world, you're limited. You know, how far would somebody drive to your office? Is it 15 minutes? Is it 30 minutes? It probably is, but is it 2 hours? Probably not. So you're going to end up with a business that's going to have a circle around it.
Yeah.
I don't want a business with a circle around it. I want a business that's from coast to coast and north to south and east to west. And I want to be able to have a business that has no limitations. We don't have any territories. Why would you put a territory on yourself because of doing it the old way?
That's a good point.
And that's really what people have done. And so I think the best way to make geography disappear is to have high tech, you know, the internet's everywhere, and put yourself in that position.
Yeah. So what about credibility?
Well, I think the credibility takes sometimes years to really get.
Yeah.
And sometimes decades, you know, to really be an expert at something. You know, it takes time. But when you put these tools in people's hands right away from the beginning, what ends up happening is they have a credibility that would, instead of taking 5 or 10 years,
right,
it takes 5 or 10 minutes. You watch a video, and if I'm going to send you the video with 35 years experience, or you've been here for 35 minutes, mm-hmm, it's the same video with the same message.
Right.
And gosh, that's just a game changer all by itself. You're not going to think I'm a rookie that don't know what I'm talking about.
Right.
You're going to think, wow, thanks for sending me that video. And I almost have a credibility that I couldn't even begin to explain to you or pay you for.
Right.
But here I got it because of using these tools.
Yeah, it's amazing. So what about words?
Well, this is a business of words. And if you have the words, you have the power. And the thing you don't have in the beginning of your career is you don't have the words. You want them, but they're just not on the tip of your tongue yet.
Right.
That comes with years of experience and confidence that's built up.
Yeah.
But these videos have the words.
Yeah.
And so when you put them at the end of a play button or at the end of a send button, you end up having the words of success, the words of prosperity, the words of what we do.
Right.
And how powerful is that? What difference does that make? Well, I think it's a game changer all by itself.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So what about reach?
Well, I think when I think about the word reach, I think about, you know, how many places can I be at one time in the physical world? Well, I can only be at one. But I have a different reach when I use technology. I can send videos to 3 or 4 different cities, or, mm-hmm, or I can have all kinds of long distance things going on that in the linear world doesn't give you that opportunity.
Right.
But with this high tech thing, we're blending with high touch, I get the ability to have a reach that has no limit.
Yeah. No, that's true. And it's exciting. I saw someone watched my video in Ireland the other day, and I was like, oh, that's so cool.
Well, that really is cool. I'm not sure what that means to us at this very moment.
Right.
But just the fact that it could happen is amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible.
People given a live meeting just in their office never have somebody far away ever get that message.
Never.
Certainly not as powerful as that. So that's great.
And what comes to your mind when you think of the word aim?
When I think of aim, you know, I think that the first really decades of my career, I aimed at what I could see. I aimed at people that were local. I had basically one office. Mm-hmm. It was mine. But when I think about that now, I think you can talk to anybody, anywhere, anytime. And I think that allows you to aim at other cities, other states, other parts of the country in a way that you really wouldn't legitimately be able to do that in the linear world where you're trying to just do it with live meetings and live events.
Right.
You wouldn't have the budget or the time or all those things. But with a system like this, you can aim anywhere and things can take off for you. And it's because of having the ability to use all this.
So I think that the question then becomes, do you think that new success has already begun?
Well, I think the people that have been the early adopters of WealthWave and WealthWave 360 have already seen some of the success that we're talking about, and they've already had it be a big help to their business. When I look at our team's numbers, how we've doubled and tripled our team building, how we've had our production increase, helping more families and doing all the things that we came here to do, mm-hmm, it's made a difference. But I have to tell you, just as many people haven't tried it yet, or just as many people have tried it and not listened to us.
Right.
You know, this is not a thing where you spam somebody and they come back and jump in your,
right,
jump in the boat. You have to follow our system, and you have,
right,
to warm people up, and you got to say something like, hey, I'm going to send you a video. When do you think you might have a chance to watch a short video? And have them go, hey, I might be able to do that by tomorrow. Okay, well, maybe tomorrow night I'll call you because I want to get your opinion on it.
Right.
Well, now you've engaged them, and when you send it to them, they're looking for it.
Right.
And they click on it, and they feel different. And then you follow up differently, and you say different things. And then when you get together with them one-on-one or live,
right,
it's a different conversation. It's a different type of meeting. And I think that makes all the difference in the world. And I want to spend one of these podcasts, mm-hmm, just talking about the individual stories of who did what and,
yeah,
how it's worked and how it's been able to get them a chance to build the business that they came here to build.
Right. So you're saying if you really follow the system and really, you know, make sure that you are thorough with those details, like you said, of saying to someone, hey, when would you have time to watch the video? I think it's so crucial to remember every step along the way, because it all makes up the system as a whole, which ultimately leads to success.
Well, and if they see you as what you used to be, or maybe still are, if you're a plumber or a school teacher or,
yeah,
or some other kind of business, and they instead of looking at you as that, they're going to go, oh, wow, I didn't know you were doing this. That's
yeah.
incredible.
Yeah.
Wow, what a, yeah, I need to know that. You know, that kind of stuff can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's by mixing high touch and high tech.
Yes.
And taking the message to them without you having to physically go there or them physically come to you.
Yeah.
But then lots of follow-up, and ultimately it makes your live meeting so much more productive.
Right.
And a great use of everybody's time.
Right, right. And as technology grows, everyone knows that there's sort of these buckets that everyone falls in. So first, there's the innovators, which really is only about 2.5% of anybody that's trying to, you know, learn a new technology or anything like that. But then the next step is early adoption. It increases to 13%. Then there's early majority, which is 34%. Then there's the late majority, which is 34%. And then there's the laggers, which is 16%. So what you're trying to say here today is that you don't want anybody on your team to end up being a lagger.
Yeah, you know, we've all been laggers in some way or another at different points in our life.
Yeah.
That never works out well.
No.
That's not where you want to be.
No.
And sometimes being a pioneer, you know, you see arrows.
Yeah.
You might get an arrow in your back, but pioneers end up with all the land. That's how that works. And so I like being first. I like innovating. I don't mind a few arrows. And
yeah.
I don't mind a few in my back or in my butt. I don't care. I'm here to win. I'm here to take our team to where they wouldn't go alone.
Yeah.
And when you have that, I hope that gives our team great confidence that we're not going into the future blind.
Yeah.
You know, this is not a time to do that. This is a time to have your eyes open and really, and by the way, it's not easy to do this.
No.
Trying to see the future today is not easy. But we've done a pretty good job of that, and I'm so appreciative of Andy Horner and his great team and the way they've helped us do this technology. And I'm appreciative of our senior leaders
mm-hmm.
that have given us great feedback and helped us to create this and to tweak this all along the way. And I'm really grateful that this technology and stuff has come along so that we can do this the way we see. You know, we believe this is a time when if you'll grab this and you'll get good at this, that you can do in weeks and months what used to take years and decades.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. And I hope that people catch that. And yes, you're going to have to learn a few new skills and do a few things that maybe are a little uncomfortable to start with.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Poverty's uncomfortable. Being small is uncomfortable. You know, so you're going to make a choice. You're going to be uncomfortable one way or another.
Right? Yeah.
So come on, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, pick the obvious choice.
Yes.
Okay, so, well, thank you so much for reminding us that the wisdom of a leader with the rare combination of vision, experience, and current strategy still fully engaged is really absolutely priceless. Well, this has been really great. We appreciate it, and we really look forward to our next episode of this leadership podcast.
Well, thanks, Lauren. I really appreciate it, too, and it's great to talk to everybody.
Okay, see everyone next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.